proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible program. We continue with our series about the names of God, looking at a compound name that combined the covenant name of God in Israel with the name of God in Genesis, Elohim. The term Yahweh Elohim first appeared in several verses found in the second chapter of the book of Genesis. Quote, "These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens." Unquote. The expression Lord God translates Yahweh Elohim. Why did it appear in this form? Some commentators believe that the usage of the two divine names combined provided evidence that editors collected separate portions of the Old Testament into a single work. But a simpler explanation for this phenomenon exists. Throughout the opening chapter of Genesis, the name God used to describe himself was Elohim, indicating his exalted nature. The addition of the word Yahweh confirmed that the God of creation was separate from his work, and indeed transcended his work. From the very outset of his self-revelation, God wanted people to realize that he was both eternal and exalted, making him worthy of worship. When God revealed himself to Jacob in the 28th chapter of the book of Genesis, God said, quote, "I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father," unquote, again using the term Yahweh Elohim. Jacob had the assurance that his protector, his God, was indeed the sovereign God who created the universe. The expression Yahweh Elohim also occurred as part of Deborah's song in the 5th chapter of the book of Judges. God had granted the Israelites a great victory over the king of Canaan. Deborah might have used this compound description of God to remind both the Israelites of her day and to remind their foes that the God who accomplished this great feat was truly the God over all the earth. The term Yahweh Elohim also recurred throughout the historical books, again referring to God. In the 10th chapter of 1 Samuel, for example, God prefaced his address to the Israelites by using the term Yahweh Elohim. When David went before God in the 7th chapter of 2 Samuel, he spoke to God as Yahweh Elohim. Solomon used that same phrase in the 8th chapter of 2 Kings when he dedicated the newly built temple. All of these expressions reinforce the concept of God as being exalted, mighty, elevated above all, and thus a God worthy of worship, praise, and devotion. Those who adhere to God today can recognize that He is God. There are no others beside Him. There are no others in addition to Him. God alone is the true God. He is Yahweh Elohim, the covenant God of Israel, and the God who is exalted above all. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.